Michigan House votes to repeal law Gretchen Whitmer used to issue coronavirus orders. By Amy Furr on December 18, 2020. Legislation that could overturn an emergency law Governor Gretchen Whitmer, DME, used to issue coronavirus orders passed the Michigan House on Friday. Senate Bill 857, sponsored by Senator Tom Barrett, R. Charlotte, would repeal the 1945 Emergency Powers of Governor Act, MLive.com reported. The article said, it is one of two state laws currently on the books Whitmer used to issue a wide swath of orders that required masks in public spaces, limited crowd sizes, and closed various establishments after the legislature opted not to extend the initial state of emergency declaration on April 30. In October, the governor's use of the act was deemed unconstitutional during a split Michigan Supreme Court decision when Republicans and many others challenged her orders in state and federal court. That's left it up to the legislature to codify many of the COVID-19 executive orders invalidated by the ruling. Although the state's Department of Health and Human Services has mirrored several of Whitmer's response measures in subsequent public health emergency orders, the report continued. The House voted 57-43 to repeal the act, according to the Detroit News. Representative Aaron Miller, R. Sturgis, said the 1945 law gives the executive branch too much power. I don't care who the governor is, I think it's improper levels of power, he explained. This is not what ought to be in our state laws. This is handing over the keys. On December 7, Whitmer extended a three-week coronavirus lockdown by 12 days, according to Breitbart News. Hope is on the horizon, she claimed, but we need an additional 12 days to determine the full impact of the Thanksgiving holiday on our efforts to mitigate the spread of the virus. This is all about protecting our families and frontline workers until we eradicate this virus once and for all, the governor continued. Approximately one-third of Michigan restaurants believe they will shut down for good in 2021, according to a report by the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association, MRLA. The MRLA says about 5,600 Michigan restaurant operators say it will be unlikely they will be in business within 6 months, amounting to 33% of the state's restaurants, Breitbart News reported.